bolted and closed the connection with the reptile house. Outside I found Kawea and told him what I had learned from Southey. Kawea had calmed down a little since our last conversation, while his men worked around us packing up the rest of the camp. He was strapping a black leather bandolier from waist to shoulder, with numerous little leather pockets for cartridges, clips, ammo cells, and other paraphernalia.
"They can do that kind of shit as well? Memory transfer?"
"I'm not sure how permanent it would have been, but yes, I'm reasonably sure they could have trawled Rodriguez, so that Ryvich's man had enough of his knowledge not to arouse our suspicions. You're less surprised that they could change his shape so convincingly?" He seemed unwilling to answer me immediately.
"I know they can change things, Tenor."
There were times when I felt I knew Kawea as well as anyone, that at times we were as close as brothers. I knew him to be capable of a cruelty more imaginative and instinctive than anything I could devise. I had to work at being cruel, like a hard-working musician who lacked the easy, virtuoso flair of the true-born genius. But we saw things similarly, judged people with the same jaundiced eye, and were both possessed of an innate skill with weapons. Yet there were times, like now, that it was as if Kawea and I had never met, that there were infinite secrets he would never share with me. I thought back to what Geeta had told me the night before. Her implication that what I knew about him was only the tip of the iceberg. An hour later and we were on our way, with the two bodies, Vicuna and the bipartite Rodriguez, in refrigerated coffins, stowed in the last vehicle. The hard-shelled coffin had doubled as rations stores until now. Predictably enough, the hunting trip no longer felt like much of a holiday. I had never seen it like that, of course, but Kawea certainly had, and I could read the tension in the muscles of his neck as he strained to look forward along the trail. Ryvich had been a step ahead of us. Later, when we stopped to fix a turbine, he said,
"I'm sorry I blamed you back there, Tenor."
"I'd have done the same."
"That's not the point, is it? I trust you like a brother. I did, and I still do. You saved us all when you killed Rodriguez."
Something green and leathery flapped over the road. I prefer not to think of that impostor as Rodriguez. Rodriguez was a good man.
"Of course. It was just verbal shorthand. You, don't think there are likely to be any more of them, do you?"
I had given the matter some thought. "We can't rule it out, but I don't think it's very likely. Rodriguez had come back from a trip, whereas everyone else on the expedition hasn't left the reptile house for weeks, apart from you and me, of course, when we visited Orcaña. I think we can remove ourselves from suspicion. Vicuna might have been a possibility, but he's neatly removed himself as well."
"All right. One other thing."
He paused, casting a wary eye over his men as they hammered at something under an engine cowling with what looked like less than professional care.
"You don't think that might have actually been Ryvich, do you?"
"Disguised as Rodriguez?" Kawea nodded.
"He did say he was going to get me."
"Yes, but my guess is he's with the main party. That's what Orcaña told us. The impostor might even have planned to lie low with us, not compromising his cover until the rest of the party came through."
"It could have been him, though."
"I don't think so. Not unless the Ultras are even cleverer than we thought. Ryvich and Rodriguez were nowhere near the same size. I can believe they altered his face, but I can't see them having the time to change his entire skeleton and musculature, not in a few days. Then they'd still have to adjust his body image so he didn't keep bumping into ceilings. No, their assassin must have been a man of similar build to Rodriguez."